Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll not only learn something new in this podcast, but also find yourself challenged and inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back from getting your work to work. In a recent interview with Goff, friend of the show and filmmaker, I described him as fiercely independent. Since writing those words, I've been thinking about what they actually mean and why they are important to me. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore the virtues of creative independence and what it truly means to be fiercely independent. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/387. All right, let's get into it. In a recent interview with Goff, I mentioned that many of my favorite people, and I would argue my heroes, are fiercely independent. The statement was inspired by Goff's comment that no one tells his company what they can or cannot produce. He sells his films for direct download from his website, and to me, that is fiercely independent and awesome. Another example of fiercely independent is one of my favorite musicians, Neil Morse. And one of his struggles was always, you know, does he put his music from the last, 25 years of his career on Spotify and YouTube and Apple Music and all the streaming platforms? And he chose not to because he wanted to control how much money he made from his music. And so instead of putting them on someone else's service, he created his own platform. He created his own streaming music platform. He sold his own music through his website. Again, fiercely independent and awesome. And what it means to be fiercely independent is really about an attitude. It's a way of being. It's a propellant. It's not accepting censorship from some external source. There's no worry about going too far, or in reality, not pushing the envelope enough. It's really about creating a community that accepts you for who you are and allows you to be free to be who you are. So I want to dive into this. What does it mean to be independent? Well, I think being independent means you find the way to make money that brings your creative vision to life as you see it, as it should be, and as it is meant to be. Money is fascinating to me. Money is often the deciding factor between independence and corporate control. Now, I don't want to paint the picture that being a part of a corporation is going to suck your soul and is a bad decision. That's not what I'm saying at all. But the more you put your eggs in one basket, financially speaking, the more control and more say they are going to have over your creative voice. I don't care if you work for someone else or for yourself. If you've got one client and that's it, they have control. You are not independent and you are not free to be yourself. And that's really what independence is. It's not being bound to the voice of one person over yourself. To be independent does not mean that you are a loner, individualist, or isolated from a team. Now, I in many ways am a loner and individualist, but that doesn't mean that independence can't be devoted to team. Your vision and creative expression is going to draw people to you. They're going to want to work with you because independence is an attitude. It's a way of thinking and it's a way of creating and making decisions. And I think it's really about making up your own mind. Independence is also the pursuit of your story, your project, business, and idea that drives and informs your life, as opposed to a job or pursuit of money, stuff, and increased organizational groupthink that pulls you away from what your true goals for life and work may even be. But as I think about independence, especially in my own journey, to be independent is a form of stubbornness and tenacity. Yes, it is attitude, but it's also audaciousness. Two authors that have shaped my thinking are Sonny Bonnell and Ashley Hansberger, the authors of Rare Breed, A Guide to Success for the Defiant, Dangerous, and Different. They wrote a book about the seven vices that the world uses to describe people and turn them into virtues. And these seven things are rebellious, audacious, obsessed, hot-blooded, hypnotic, emotional, and weird. And I see myself in so many of these traits. And to me, to be independent is to embrace all of those things when the world is telling you that you should be one way and not be these things. I encourage you to read this book because it is a great book. Another author and speaker who has really shaped my thinking is James Victori. And he says that what made you weird as a kid makes you great today. And that is a beautiful statement of independence. Because as kids, we roam free, not worried about making wrong choices and not being ourselves. So why not embrace that independence and weirdness? But why fiercely independent? Well, I've been reading the book Fierce Conversations by author Susan Scott, and I just love the word fierce. She defines fierce using the thesaurus: robust, intense, strong, powerful, passionate, eager, unbridled, uncurbed, untamed. Using the word fierce along with independent brings that strong flavor to it. You believe in your core, in your vision. You will do everything it takes, anything at all. But it's massive, it's huge, it's intense. Again, robust, intense, strong, powerful. It's so strong that you're not going to be pulled away by the clarion call of other things. But let's talk about passionate and eager. You aren't waiting to be told what to do. You don't care if you don't know how to do something. You dive in, you get to work. You don't wait to listen to what others think. You don't let the status quo hold you down. But the three words that I absolutely love are unbridled, uncurbed, and untamed. As I read and say those words, I'm thinking of a stallion running through the wild. There's freedom, there's danger, uncertainty. And yet, the wild places where stallions run free are few and far between. We are domesticating the spaces, places, and people. And it's harder to be independent and free. So I want to share six ways that you can be fiercely independent, whether you work for yourself or for others. The first is to learn to speak up, speak out, and share your vision for whatever you are working on or what you believe in. One of the most cliched things that we hear is that everyone has a voice. But I firmly believe that. But not everyone uses their voice. People speak up and speak out, but it might just be what everyone else is already thinking or saying. But when you learn to speak your true voice, that is what I'm getting at. Second, remove this phrase from your vocabulary. Well, that's how it's always been done here. That's generally when I know it's time for me to leave a place, because I'm not interested in that's how it's always been done. Accepting the status quo is the opposite of being fiercely independent. And let's be honest, it's really the bridle that tames your spirit. Third, bring a spirit of fierce independence to one area of your life or work and grow from there. Don't start with your entire life. That will probably be too much, especially if you are not used to fierce independence or independence at all. So maybe start with a side project or a relationship or a daily habit. Fourth, remember that there are an unlimited number of voices, online and in person, ready to tell you that you're stupid, wrong, or even stubborn, and all sorts of other ways to describe why you shouldn't be independent. And as I'm writing this, I can't help but think about the Borg in Star Trek. They are a collective. Everyone is really one. And resistance is futile. That's what I think about when I'm thinking about the unlimited number of voices out there. But they're all saying that one thing: don't be independent. Seek the voices that are few and far between, celebrating your independence and what you are doing. But here's what I'm really getting at. Don't let your own voice be one of the unlimited number of voices dragging you down. Use your own internal voice to celebrate what you are doing. Fifth, we celebrate the fiercely independent when they are successful, win awards, or are recognized. And I can't help but think about the film Parasite that won a bunch of awards recently at the Academy Awards and all of the other film award ceremonies. They won a ton of awards. But what about the other 99% of the time? What if they hadn't won any awards at all? You may never get recognized. You may never win awards. You may never be successful. But that doesn't mean that you don't deserve the support, whether you win or lose. We need to support and value the worth of independence. And we can't do that without our dollars, our time, and our voices to celebrate them when no one else is. Sixth and finally, when your time comes to accept your own independence, if that's what you want, run with freedom. Don't doubt or delay, get after it. I've had several moments in my career when I squashed my independence because I just want stability. I just want certainty. I just want to not have to worry about these things. When I gave that up and went into the arena where I would be having to take on the view of the others, I did not fit in. And over time, I realized that I would much rather be in the wild than in a stable. But that's just me. Fierce independence is a way of living life that goes against the grain of popular thinking. You are not being naive or unrealistic if you choose this path. But know this: you are not wrong or bad for not being independent. If that's not the life for you, that's fine. You've chosen the path that works best for you, and that should be celebrated as well. But I'm speaking to the people that long for and hunger for fierce independence. And the most important point I want you to take away from this is this: being fiercely independent is a choice we make and continue to make every single day. And that we only give up our independence when we trade it for money, stuff, status, comfort, validation, acceptance, health insurance, white picket fences, the stable, and peace. But really, there is an endless list of reasons for us to give up our independence. Know who you are, what you need, where you're going, and where you come alive, because that is fierce independence. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.